Welcome back to John Field Gym. Glad to have you with us tonight for the sectional semifinal between the 30-3 Galesburg Silver Streaks and the 24-4 Washington Panthers. Should be a fun one here tonight. A pretty good house here tonight. Prairie Central didn't travel quite as well as I thought they would, but that side of the gym is going to get really filled up with Morton fans coming up shortly. Pretty good Streaks contingent here tonight. As far as the student section, they're about halfway up over there, so not a great section, but at least we do have some students here supporting the Streaks tonight. Should be a fun one here tonight, Eric, as the Panthers have been a pretty good team. Their only problem in the Middle Illini for the last 2 years has been the Morton Potters. That's kind of kept them out of a Middle Illini championship for a few years.
Yeah, and you know, this Washington squad has been tough year in, year out. I actually went to the game a few years ago. It was the regional championship up at Metamora. It was Washington versus Morton, and Washington's student section was strong that night. So was Morton's. The gym was packed side to side, and Washington prevailed in that to head to the sectional. But that was the last year, like I said, it was like 3 years ago. That was the last year that they've had a ton of success. So this year, another chance back in the sectional. A lot of high hopes for this Washington squad. I don't think that they had the offensive power that they had back then. I know a lot of players from that team went on to play specifically at ICC and among other schools. But Coach Moser's going to come out with another solid squad. And the big thing for the Streaks, again, is execution. I think this is a Washington squad that's been propped up a little bit by their schedule. They didn't have the strongest schedule. Yeah, the Middle Illini can be tough, but it's not near as tough as the Western Big Six. And they had a couple losses, or four losses, all in conference to Canton, Metamora, and Morton twice. So the big thing for the Streaks here, just go about your business. Do what you've been doing all season long. I don't think that they can stop Shaley inside, especially if they try to go man-to-man, as Coach Moser said.
Well, my guess also, with this tall team, I'm guessing they have not seen the kind of quickness the Streaks will throw at them defensively either. So that'll be another challenge for the Washington Panthers here tonight. Just about ready to get things underway here from John Field Gym. Of course, a three-point shootout they will do coming up on Thursday night before the championship game, and Galesburg Sage Milroy will participate in that. Let's send things down to our PA announcer here at John Field Gym, Mr. Bill Allison.
Good evening and welcome to John Field Gymnasium and its first game of the Galesburg Sectional Tournament. This game features the Washington Panthers against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And now, if you'd all please rise and honor America as we play the national anthem.
Back to Bill Allison for our starting lineup.
Now the starting lineups. First for Washington, a 5'10 senior, number 11, Hannah Hines. A 5'4 junior, number 12, Lauren Eli. A 5'10 senior, number 15, Maddie McCoy. A 5'2 sophomore, number 22, Josie Morgan. And a 5'10 senior, number 23, Tiana Sherman. Panthers coached by Maggie Mose, assisted by Jeff Little and Dave Crick. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 junior, number 4, Kylie Townsell. A 5'6 junior, number 5, Raina Gully. A 5'6 junior, number 10, Kayla Townsell. A 5'5 senior, number 14, Lexi Daniels. And a 6'1 senior, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Leibach, Michael Rux, Jessica Howard, and Jay Barshinger.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Washington in their road black, trimmed in orange and white. Stepping into the center circle, 6'1 for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine. And for the Washington Panthers, Hannah Hines, 5'10. She is a senior as well. Ready to get things underway. Sectional semifinal from John Thiel Gym. Glad to have you along with us tonight. Here on WGIL, ready to tip it up as the official steps into the center circle. The ball is up and the tip won by the Streaks. In the backcourt, it goes to Raina Gully. They'll be going from our right to our left here at John Thiel Gym. Raina sets up and Washington comes out in a man-to-man defense. Kylie Townsend, right wing to Raina. Looking for Shaylee at the high post and tried to backdoor to Kylie Townsend. She got it after getting tripped up. Kicks out to Lexi. Her three was blocked by Tia Sherman. And the Panthers have the ball. But we know that they can get out and close out quickly. We're going to have to see some more picks to get Lexi open.
Well, the other thing is the height on the exterior is going to be an issue for the Streaks a little bit, too.
15-footer from straight on. Maddie McCoy from the free throw line gives Washington a 2-0 lead. 7:22 to play here in the first quarter. Panthers in a man-to-man once again. Shaylee top of the key to Raina out high left side. Left baseline to Kayla. She'll fire the three. That bounces off no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Tia Sherman for the Panthers. She'll give way to Hines. Hines brings it across in the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Sherman. Now Sherman holds on. Gets out between the circles to Ely. Out high left side, this is on the dribble. That was Morgan. Bounced, kicks it out. Now Sherman just inside the three-point arc comes up short. Shaylee with a rebound for the Streaks. To Raina. She'll take her time, walk it across midcourt, right of the center circle.
Two possessions, not one time gone into Shaylee yet. I would imagine we're going to see her on the post here soon.
Shaylee's got it now at high right side to Raina on the right wing. Gets picked from Shaylee, drives baseline, tried the pick and roll, and pass went, Shaylee went one way, pass went the other way. Sherman drives down the left side, lays it with the left hand, too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, a putback though by Maddie McCoy. She's got all four of Washington's points. They lead 4-0, 6:17 to play first quarter.
Good job by McCoy running the floor there for Washington. She followed up her teammate and was able to pick up the garbage.
Kayla Townsend drives down the right side lane, can't hit the shot, but we've got a foul, they're going to say, before the shot on the floor, and the foul goes against Tia Sherman. I didn't see what happened on that. She must have reached in as Kayla.
Yeah, I think
her.
It was a reach while she was going by. Tia Sherman, the leading scorer for this Washington club at 12.8 points per game.
Kayla to inbound from the right baseline to Kylie down on the right block with the right hand, short rebound to Kayla, puts it up, no, but a foul's going to go against, I believe it'll be Josie Morgan, got an arm on Kayla as she went up. And it does go against Morgan. Two quick team fouls on the Washington Panthers. Kayla Townsend to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks.
Good job by Kayla to follow up her sister there, and she hits the first free throw.
Streaks on the board with 6:03 to play, first quarter, trailing 4-1. Maggie Most, the Washington head coach, actually a Washington graduate as well. Second shot up and good for Kayla. Make it 4-2. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Hines to inbound. And it comes to Ely.
I think it's Eli.
Or Ely. They list her at 5'4". She looks taller than that to me. She's
down at
the free throw line. Travel, no call. Streaks fans saw it as well. Now out between the circles. This is Morgan with it. Gave it to McCoy. Back to Morgan. Now McCoy has it out high on the left side. Right side it goes to Sherman. Now left wing. Three-pointer is up and good. Rattled that one home. That was Ely. That one didn't have a whole lot of arc on it, but she gets it up and in. Make it 7-2 Panthers.
Kevin, odd-looking shot from Ely, too. She's kind of falling into the shot.
Bailey goes to the floor. Kayla, left wing, penetrates, gets around the defender, scoops it up short. And the rebound comes down to Eli for Washington. Now right wing, this is Eli with it. I guess that one must have been Sherman with that rebound. Left wing, 15-footer up. That's no good by McCoy. And Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Outlets to Raina. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streets trail 7-2. Raina dribbles right. Picks up. Bounces for Kylie, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Kayla. She'll dribble back out and reset for the Streaks. Streaks are pushed way away from the basket. They're doing everything way out on the perimeter thus far. And that Washington defense is way out there as well. Try to get it inside. Kayla tried to get it inside to Kylie. Tipped away by Hannah Hines. Streaks will have it out far on the left baseline. It will be Kayla to inbound as we have our first substitution of the game. Checking in for the Panthers is that a 20? Okay. Moshbaugh in, 5'9", senior. Their numbers kind of scrunched in that orange run together. And it comes to Shaley in the paint on the inbound. Splits the defenders, lays it up, and good.
Finally, we get the ball to Shaley in the post, and she converts. And that's going to be the key, I think, for the Streets.
7-4 Panthers. Right baseline, this is Moshbaugh. Driving in, right side, this is Morgan, puts it up. Can't hit, rebound Shaley.
I almost feel like Moshbaugh came in to try to give an advantage for them on the offensive end because Shaley's kind of playing off, especially on the press. It gives them somebody to inbound the ball to, but the issue is going to be here on the defensive end. Now it's Sherman against Shaley.
4 minutes to play, first quarter. Streets trail 7-4. Raina goes down the right side lane, gets it up off the glass, can't hit, and Shaley gets undercut. And he almost called it on Washington. It was actually Moshbaugh that went up. Shaley went straight up for the rebound. She's kind of up gingerly holding her back. But she went up, and Moshbaugh undercut her. And that's three team fouls now on the Panthers with 3:54 to play here in the first quarter. Streets trailing 7-4. Inbound comes to Shaley down on the right block. Goes up over two. Defenders up on
got
the
it.
Got it, and she's fouled. And the foul's going to go against Sherman. Tia Sherman picks it up. I believe that's who they called.
Just like yep. that, Shaley has a chance to tie this one back up.
Sherman picks up her second foul now. Their leading scorer with two fouls. Shaley with a chance at a three-point play. Emily Meinert set to check in for the Streaks as Sherman goes to the bench. She, again, as Eric mentioned, their leading scorer at just under 13 points per game. Shaley at the free throw line. Shot is up. Bam! Bounces off. No good. She struggled from the line last game as well. Missed her first three before hitting her next two. 7-6, Panthers lead, 3:43 to play first quarter. Out high left side, this is Morgan. Top of the key.
Oh,
nice backdoor look.
Yeah.
Wide open was Hannah Hines from Maddie McCoy.
Kayla lost her. Kayla was trying to, I think, peek into the backcourt to see if she could sneak around for a steal, and Hines went right by her to the rim.
9-6, Panthers. Shaley high post in the paint, kicks back out to Kayla. Kayla right wing, drives down the right side of the lane, scoops it up.
No.
Rolled off, no good, but a foul's going to be called. And this is, I believe,
Eli.
Go against, is it Eli or? I'm not sure which one. Okay.
Oh, Bill's calling her Eli, too,
Eli.
So maybe
okay.
It is Eli.
Okay, so second or first foul on her, and that is five team fouls now on the Panthers. Streaks with none so far as Kayla converts on the first of two free throws. She's got three in the game. Emily Miner checks in. She replaces Shaley, 3:19 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 9-7.
Kaylin sits and waits to come in for Kayla here.
Second shot is way, and that one's off the back iron too strong. Rebound comes down to Hines for the Panthers. Hines on the dribble, out high on the left side. One of those tough matchups. Hines at 5'10", a good ball handler. Now gets to Morgan. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's good. Out high on the right side.
Well, the Streets can't lay off these shooters. That Raina kind of gave her a lot of space there to take that shot. She's got to recognize that they're not afraid to shoot from downtown.
Morgan averaging a little over 6 points a game. 12-7 Panthers. Now Lexi right wing. She drives baseline, stops, looks for help, and kicks out to Raina out high on the right side. Raina penetrates, gets down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and in.
Great, a strong move by Raina there. Went right by a defender and then to absorb just a little bit of contact from the second one as she put that one up and in.
12-9 Panthers, 2:30 to play here in the first quarter. Morgan out at the top of the key, left wing. Gives to Moshbaugh, misses the three, rebound knocked away from Emily Meinert, and Hines
Runs
it down. And wow,
we're going to get a foul called
on Emily Meinert. Official way out of position. There was an official right on the play. An official called a push on Emily Meinert as both girls were running after a loose ball.
Well, and I think Hines may have tripped over Emily's foot going after it, but that's, I mean, you're going after a loose ball. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Emily's going to come back out. Shaley back into the game. That's only the first foul on the streets.
2:22 to play here in the first quarter, and it will be inbounding Ely, and it comes to Moshbaugh. She misses the shot. Now Kaylin Boyson has the left wing. Kylie to Reyna between the circles. She'll set the offense. Streaks being pretty deliberate thus far on the offensive end. Left wing, Kaylin Boydston with it. Swings it over to Lexi on high right side. Now it's Reyna. They're very conscious of Lexi's three-point shooting ability. Now it goes to Shaley down the left block. Ooh. Shot is blocked by Maddie McCoy, and we've got a foul afterwards on the rebound against Kaylin Boydston.
That was a nice block by McCoy, too. She kind of hung out behind Shaley. Shaley brought it behind her head, which opened it up for McCoy to get the easy block.
Yeah, timed that one perfectly, and 12-9, under 2 minutes to play here on the first quarter. Streaks trail. In the backcourt, Ely gives way to Hines. Hines across midcourt, right side against Kaylin Boydston. Now goes top of the key, gives in the center circle to Morgan. Morgan dribbles right, gets a pick, stops, bounces at the free throw line for McCoy. Left wing, it goes to, well, let's see, Ely. Now it's back to Morgan. Out high right side, this is McCoy with it. Now goes to the left, it's Morgan. She penetrates down the left side of the lane, turns, looks for help, picks up and kicks back out to Hines, out high on the left side. 1:15 to play here in the quarter. Left wing, it is Moshbaugh. Now it's Morgan in the center circle with 1:07 to play. Hines, free throw line, looked like she traveled, stops, five-footer is up and good. I thought she traveled right after she received the pass. She's got 4:14-9. Washington under a minute to play. Reyna sets for the streaks. Right wing, it's Lexi. Back to Reyna. Now it's Kaylin between the circles. Kaylin looks over the defense. Lexi left baseline. They close out. Our kicks back out to Kaylin. In the paint, it goes to Shaley. Bounces for Lexi. Left baseline for three. Nope. Too strong. And a rebound comes
out. We got a hold on Hines.
And yeah, Hines gets called for her first foul. And that is 16 fouls now on Washington.
She had both hands on the shoulders of Kylie, so Kylie couldn't go up and get the rebound. Good call by the official, saw it right on the baseline. 16 fouls now for Washington, as Tom said, and Ellen Junk back, or into the game for the first time, Kayla back into the game.
And what the streaks just did, the inside-outside, that's about the only way you're going to get Lexi open from the looks of things. This is Kayla with it, out high right side. Reyna, she'll bring it back out, 34 seconds to play, now in the center circle. To Ellen Junk, left wing. Ellen looks over the defense to Shaley, top of the key. Out high right side to Reyna. 25 to play. Now it's Lexi, left wing. To Shaley down the left block with the left hand up off the glass and in. That's what you need right there.
Yep, that one went outside, inside out, back in. And a nice job by Shaley to finish.
13 seconds to play. It's Morgan across midcourt, left side with 11 now. 14-11, Washington leads. Left wing, this is McCoy with it. Now it goes back to Morgan between the circles of four. Now three down the right side of the lane. Double clutches. Blocked by Shaley. Reyna with a rebound. Three-quarter court shot is short. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Washington Panthers 14. The Galesburg Silver Streaks 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Game time. I give you the answer. You give me the question.
That sounds familiar.
The answer, about a bazillion.
Easy. How many auto detail jobs does Dave's Auto Body do each year?
Really? A bazillion?
Hey, I do the questions, right?
Well.
And since they're so good at detailing, isn't it cool that you could qualify for a free detail for life when they repair your car?
Wow, that is a good question.
No, that's a great deal from
Dave's Auto Body.
No question about it. Dave's Auto Body, Galesburg.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
The Galesburg Silver Street girls basketball team plays the sectional semifinals tonight at John Thiel Gym against the Washington Panthers. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 5:40 on WGIL. First quarter in the books, sectional semifinal. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Washington Panthers 14-11. Washington with a basketball to start the second quarter. Hines gives to Morgan on the left wing. Morgan dribbles, gives top of the key to Moshbaugh. Left wing, it goes to Hines outside the three-point arc, guarded by Kayla Townsville. Kicks out to Morgan, left of the center circle. She's met by Reyna Gully. Out high right side, it goes to Ely. Now in the post, Sierra Sonnemaker, 5'11", and a travel call on Sonnemaker. At least for 5'11", she might be a little bit taller than that even, and she is a, must be a sophomore. No, it's freshman.
2019 would be freshman.
Freshman, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the year. They have the year on here. I was like, okay, what would that be?
That first quarter, Streaks only shot at 4 of 11, 6 of 13 for Washington, and I was guessing it was a better percentage than that because it seemed like every time they put the ball up, it went in.
Streaks with the basketball against the Washington man-to-man defense. I mean, as well as they're playing man-to-man, I don't foresee them going to a zone at all unless the Streaks really just keep pounding it into Shaley and she gets them in foul trouble and they can't guard her, which has worked thus far when they've done it. Reyna, top of the key with it, resets, and Shaley had the hand up, had the mismatch there. Twice she's had the mismatch with the two shorter girls on her. Streaks missed her. Right wing, it's Lexi. Now it's Reyna out right of the center circle. Here's to Kayla. Now you got the mismatch, and they get it down to Shaley down to the left block, up off the glass and in, and she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Sonnemaker. She helped out from the weak side.
Well, the Streaks have got to recognize when Shaley has a mismatch. This is their best offense right now because if Shaley gets real hot, they're going to have to double team, and then Shaley can dish to Lexi or Kayla. And right now, they're spending too much time ball side with Kylie in the block.
And at one point, she had Morgan on her at 5'2", and most of the time, she had Ely at 5'4" on her as Shaley hits the free throw. She's got 9 in the game. We are tied at 14, 6:46 to play first half. And it comes to Ely. Ely across midcourt in the center circle, stops at the free throw line. Right wing goes to Sherman, who's back into the ball game with two fouls. Now Morgan out high on the right side against Reyna. Takes top of the key, now pulls back out toward the center circle. Dribbles right and gives to Sherman. She's met by Kylie Townsville out high on the right side outside the three-point arc. Drives to the free throw line, kicks out near the center circle to Morgan. Morgan crosses over, steps back and gives to Hines out high right side. Now it's Ely out high on the left side. Free throw line, Sonnemaker with it. Back to the left side, it goes to Ely. Ely working against Lexi Daniels, pulls it back out toward the center circle to the left. Now 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks get a hand from their fans for their defense. Morgan drives in, knocked away by Kayla Townsend. Leg of Morgan. Great job by Kayla, knocked it off of Morgan, and the Streaks get it. That's the first turnover in the ball
second.
Game. Second by Washington.
They had the one to open the quarter.
That's right. Back in for the Panthers, Maddie McCoy. She replaces Sonnemaker. Streaks with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight.
They're 2-3
this time. Kayla out high left side. Swing it to Lexi on the right wing. Hines closes out on her. Lexi looks for help. Kicks it back out to Reyna. Got it to Kylie underneath. And Kylie, I thought there was some contact there. Block, I guess, goes to McCoy as Hines comes up with it. Now right wing. Ely thought about the three. Kicks it out to Hines. She's going to try a really long three. That's short. And Shaley with a rebound to Reyna. Streaks on the run.
This is where the Streaks shooters have to look to get open and collapse the zone like we saw against Dunlap. Once Lexi got hot, it was game over.
Reyna right wing to Kylie down on the right block. Leans in up off the glass. No, but she's fouled by McCoy. And that will be the first foul on Maddie McCoy. And that is the 8th team foul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 18 fouls now. So the Streaks will be shooting free throws the whole rest of the quarter. Kylie with a chance at two right here.
She misses the first. She has a chance to get the Streaks their first lead of the game, and she can hit the second one.
5:12 to play first half. We are tied at 14. Second shot for Kylie is away. That one is good. Streaks have their first lead of the ball game with 5:12 to play in the first half, 15-14. Full court pressure. This is Morgan. Down the right sideline, gets it across midcourt, gets to Sherman. Nice look over the top, but too high, try to get to McCoy. And that's the thing you want to see this team get sped up because they're normally very slow, very deliberate offensively. They're not used to playing at that speed.
Yeah, and the other thing is you make other players be decision makers because the Streaks are going to take out the normal ball handlers. So that time, Tia Sherman, who probably handles the ball a decent amount for this team but does not probably prefer to be lead guard, had to make a decision there with the ball, and she just had a bad pass.
And it goes to Shaley, high post, got knocked away. Shaley kicks it out, and as Kylie Townsend tried to save it, Morgan comes up with it. Now Ely has it right wing at the free throw line. This is Sherman with it. Now kicks out to Morgan near the center circle. 4:35 to play first half. 15-14 Streaks. Now Hines between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to McCoy. Left wing, Morgan. Now Hines left of the center circle. They're going to pull it out and reset their offense against the Streaks man-to-man defense. Hines on the dribble. High post goes to McCoy. McCoy down the right side of the lane. Nice job by Kayla Townsend. Shot short. And a rebound comes down to Shaley.
That was actually Sherman who took it down.
I'm sorry, Sherman. I said McCoy. But a great job defensively by Kayla Townsend there to keep her from going toward the basket.
But and the nice thing was she was able to also funnel towards Shaley.
Nice
what a catch.
Reyna to Shaley. Shaley goes high, pulls it down with one hand, a la Odell Beckham Jr., puts it up and in.
Streaks have scored the last 8 points of the game at this point.
17-14 Streaks, 3:45 to play first half. Morgan, top of the key. Left side, it's Sherman. Left baseline, it goes to McCoy. Fakes, and she travels. Tried to put the move on Shaley. Went too quick as Moshbaugh comes back in, and she replaces Morgan. So their primary ball handler, or one of the two primary ball handlers, has gone out of the game. So it'll be Hines doing most of the ball handling now. And she'll give at least some token full-court pressure on Reyna. 3:38 to play first half, 17-14, Streaks lead. Reyna across midcourt, left side, goes to the high post, right side, now pulls it back out. Lost the dribble momentarily, now gets to Kylie, left of the center, so got touched there by Sherman a couple of times, no call. Now Reyna, right wing to Lexi. Straight on for three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hines. Lexi hurried that one a little bit. I don't think she got
it. Yeah, she didn't have her feet set.
Now right wing, Ely fires from on top of the arc. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Sherman up off the glass and in.
And she breaks an 8-0 streak run right there.
First points for their leading scorer, Tia Sherman. Make it 17-16 Streaks. 3 minutes to play first half. Reyna across midcourt, left side. Gets a pick from Kylie. Now left baseline to Kayla for three. Bounces off, no good. And the rebound comes down to McCoy. Well, you hear this Streak crowd erupt if they nail one of these threes at some point here.
Yeah, you know, the Streak contingent here is just waiting for some big, massive play here to go off again. And the Streaks have just been off the rim on a couple threes that probably would have made the place get real loud.
McCoy fires just inside the three-point arc on the left side. No good. Kayla with the rebound. She'll bring it across herself, across midcourt, right side. Goes to the right wing, picks up and gives to Lexi on high right side. And now Reyna will take over as Washington back into the man-to-man defense. 2:20 to play. Kayla, top of the key, down the right side of the lane. They clear it out, lay it up and in.
Ely did everything she could to get out of the way there because she has two fouls. So a great recognition by Kayla that she had the mismatch because of Ely's two fouls and went right into her.
Well, that's something. The way they have the defense, they have the Streaks pushed out. If you can get either Kyler or Kaylee in there at the high post and be able to make that move. Now Sherman fires. Nice step back from just behind the free throw line. She's got two baskets in a row for Washington. Her first two of the ball game. Make it 19-18 Streaks. 1:50 to play in the half. This is Reyna Gelly. Kylie, top of the key, right side to Lexi. Baseline, fires a three. That's off the mark. And the rebound comes out long to Hines. Washington with numbers. In fact, 4-on-1. Hines goes left side, lays up way short. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it up off the glass and in. She's got six, and Washington retakes the lead 20-19 with 1:27 to play in the half.
Yeah, that was a tough long rebound for the Streaks there. They had everybody inside, and once that ball came off long, the only chance was Reyna making a spectacular defensive play.
Tried to get it to Shaley on the block.
Should
and it's going off. Well, I thought.
Oh, no, I thought it went off the hands of McCoy, but Shaley's just complaining that she thought she was pushed. So.
Yeah, she went up. I think maybe McCoy had a hand in her back and kind of pushed her forward a little bit so she couldn't get a grip on the high pass from Lexi. Morgan back in for Washington. She's got the ball in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Also in Bailey Bambrick, a 5'6 junior for the Panthers. Right baseline, it's McCoy outside the three-point arc. Cut off by Ellen Junk, who's back in. Her pass knocked away by Reyna, but Mirschbach comes up with it. Now Lexi comes up with a steal of the pass from Bambrick. Now it's Kayla with it. Under a minute to play here in the first half. On the dribble on high left side. Gets a pick from Kylie down the right side of the lane. Kicks to Lexi right baseline. Puts him on the floor. Stops. Fires an 18-footer. Good.
Not a bad looking shot there by Lexi. They're over pursuing the three-point line. Lexi just took a couple dribbles in and hit that short jumper. Now a timeout call by Coach Moser.
Coach Maggie Most with the timeout, 30-second timeout with 36.3 to play. And that's something you don't see Lexi do a lot, is shoot off the dribble. She's normally a spot-up shooter, but she did a nice job, got her feet set off the dribble, gathered, and made a nice jump shot there. Streaks retake the lead, 21-20, 36.3 to play in the first half. Well, this Washington team is good. I just think the Streaks need to speed them up a little bit, and like you said, take advantage of getting you know, getting Shaylee down on the low block because they don't have anybody to guard her, but also more of the guards penetrating and either going from the high post in or playing the inside-out game. 36.3 to play. Streaks lead 21-20. Washington with the ball. They'll inbound from in front of their own bench. It'll be Kate Moshbaugh to do so. And it comes to Morgan, working against Kaylin Boyston, who's in. Gets it across midcourt, left of the center circle, and she's pushing off with that right arm, pushing Kayla off of her. Now gives to Hines in the center circle, working against Kayla Townsend. 22 to play. Hines goes left, pulls back out near the center circle.
Double dribble.
Yeah, she picked it up, and I don't think the officials saw it. She went to pass and then changed her mind as the streaks have closed down. Now it goes into the backcourt. As Hines tried to get to Morgan, went into the backcourt. And the streaks get it back on the turnover. And Coach Massey's going to bring Lexi and Shaylee right back in for the last 11.6. We'll see what the streaks run here. Hopefully get a bucket and maybe have a 3 or 4 point lead heading into halftime. Kayla to inbound at midcourt on the near sideline. And it comes to Reyna on the left wing with 10. Look back, door couldn't find Kylie. Now Kayla between the circles to Shaylee down the left block, puts it up. No, the holes.
You know, that's a terrible foul call there because he called it after the streaks were getting essentially a layup. It was a late call and a hold. Shaylee had an easy layup if that foul doesn't get called. Instead, it's going to be sending Shaylee to the line for 1-1.
Foul went against McCoy. That's her second. So quickly she goes back out of the ball game. Lexi checks back out.
We got a note from Canton radio guy, Maggie Mose, the former Maggie Crick, the all-time leading girl scorer at Washington, 2,089 points, and she was also an ISU standout.
Oh, okay, Maggie Crick. All right, Shaylee missed a free throw. Hines with the rebound. 1 second to play. Hines right baseline. She didn't know how much time was left, and she didn't get the shot off in time. We have played one half of basketball. Streaks going to halftime with the lead. At halftime, it is Galesburg 21, Washington 20. We'll come back, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 21-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Barn Optical on Henderson Street. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. By Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
It is halftime at John Thiel Gym. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Washington Panthers 21-20 here in the first semifinal of the Galesburg sectional. The other game tonight will feature the Morton Potters and the Prairie Central Hawks. That game is scheduled to tip off at 7:30 following this game here tonight. Streaks trailed 14-11 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Washington 10-6 in that second quarter, and hold the lead currently 21-20. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The other games going on tonight around the state of Illinois. Let's see, at Rochelle, Wheaton St. Francis is playing Rockford Boylan. Also Rockford Lutheran, the number 4 ranked team in the state, just ahead of the Streaks, is taking on Burlington Central. The winner of this sectional will take on the winner of the Rochelle sectional at the, for some reason, Bureau Valley Super Sectional. Still don't know why at a Class 1 or 2A school that they've got them hosting a Class 3A Super Sectional, but that's the way it's set, at least at this point. Let's see, down in Southern Illinois at Benton, Carbondale plays Highland. Defalto Civic Memorial plays Benton. At Clinton, St. Thomas More out of Champaign takes on Springfield High. That should be a pretty good basketball game. Also, Rochester plays Lincoln. That's a pretty tough sectional. Let's see, at Glenbard South and Glen Ellen, it's Marshall taking on Fenwick. Glenbard South plays North Lawndale out of Chicago. At Eric's alma mater, this is a pretty darn good sectional as well. At Piatone, Morgan Park taking on Juliet Catholic, and Rich East taking on Hillcrest. Some games also on the schedule for tomorrow night at St. Viator in Arlington Heights. Antioch takes on the host. Johnsburg will take on Chicago Resurrection. At De La Salle in Chicago, Bogan takes on South Shore. And Queen of Peace made it to a sectional. Wow, they take on Phillips tomorrow night. Based on the
things
the
must
years,
have changed yeah, in the last few years.
Based on all the times we saw that team, I don't know. But I was thinking that even at one of those years we played them and beat them really bad, that they may have even made a sectional. So they had a pretty weak regional that they played in. Let's see, in Class 4A tonight, Rock Island playing in the Alton sectional, but their game tonight for some reason is over at Pontiac. They're playing Bradley Bourbonnais. The game at Alton features Edwardsville and Belleville East. So the winner of that game will definitely be at Alton on Thursday night for the championship. In Blue Island at Eisenhower, Homewood Flossmoor taking on Lincoln Way East. Lincoln Way North taking on Marist out of Chicago. At Lyons Township in LaGrange, it's Proviso East playing Kenwood. Whitney Young playing Lyons Township. At Schaumburg, Montini plays Bartlett. Geneva taking on Batavia. At Lyle Bennett, it'll be the host taking on Nequa Valley. And that's the only game scheduled there tonight, or at least the only one that the IHSA had on there. The other games tomorrow night, it's Oswego East and Bolingbrook. At DeKalb, Dundee Crown playing Honeniga. Huntley takes on Crystal Lake South. At Stevenson and Lincolnshire, Fremd is playing Hersey. Buffalo Grove takes on Zion Benton. At, New Trier. New Trier taking on Glenbrook South. And Evanston will play Trinity from River Forest. Of course, in 1A and 2A, they are playing super sectionals tonight. 1A at, the nearest one is at... I guess at Illinois Valley Community College, Galena taking on Indian Creek. At University of Illinois Springfield, Brimfield is taking on Central A&M from Mequinez. Lewis University in Romeoville, Danville Schlarman, they've got a fantastic freshman there. They're taking on Seton Academy from South Holland. Down at Salem, Woodlawn is taking on Hardin Calhoun. 2A at Monmouth College tonight, Byron taking on Peoria Christian. Down at Illinois College in Jacksonville, Camp Point Central playing Breeze Central, who the Streak saw earlier this season. At Parkland in Champaign, Bloomington Central Catholic taking on T-Town, and at Concordia University in River Forest, Chicago Raby taking on Westchester St. Joseph. How did they become a 2A school? Anyway, so that's what's happening tonight. Also, the Carl Sandburg Chargers women's basketball team Region 4 tournament is set. They will be playing, they actually will host a game coming up on Thursday. They will take on Lake County. The winner of that game will play the winner of McHenry County and Triton, and that will be at Waubonsie coming up when? Saturday. And then the championship will be on March 5th for that game. That would be what, next? Not till the following Saturday?
Yep.
Play-in game. There's actually a play-in game tomorrow night. Olive Harvey playing Wright, and Elgin takes on the winner of that contest. So, again, the Carl Sandburg women playing on Thursday night. They will play host to Lake County. Carl Sandburg, the number 2 seed. Kankakee, the top seed in the Region 4 District D tournament. We're at halftime. Streaks lead at 21-20. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a 3/4 ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Best in Roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Edible Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is sponsored by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. From small to corporate, talk to Tom Irons and the staff regarding accounting and payroll services for your business. Cloudy skies tonight, a low 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 46. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low 30. And on Wednesday, cloudy, breezy, chance of snow, high 38. Thursday, cloudy with a high of 38. Currently, it's 44 at WGIL.
It's round, it's white, it's free, and you could win up to $500 just by wearing it. The new WGIL button. Find out where to get yours at WGIL.com.
We're at halftime. Streets lead at 21-20. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streets led by Shaylee Florine with 11 points. Five baskets and just one for two from the free throw line, including the missing the front end of one and one.
One for three.
One for three, I'm sorry. Six for Kayla Towns, 3 for four from the line, one basket. 2 points apiece for Raina Gutley, Lexi Daniels, one for Kylie Townsville. Shrieks didn't make a three, 5 for 9 from the free throw line. For Washington, they were led by Hannah Hines with 6 points on three baskets, 4 apiece for Tia Sherman and Maddie McCoy. 3 points apiece for Josie Morgan and Lauren Ely, both on three-pointers. They didn't attempt a free throw in the first half, and they hit a couple of three-pointers.
Six turnovers for Washington in that first half, only two for the Silver Streak. Streak's getting outboarded 15-9 currently, including three offensive boards for Washington. The Streak's only have one offensive rebound. Shooting from the field, it's Washington was 9 of 21. The Streaks were 8 of 20. And, you know, the Streaks' offense should be going through Shaylee on every possession. And I don't know that you can justify not going through Shaylee. She's 5 of 6 from the field. You know, her only miss was a close one anyway. And realistically, they have no answer for her. They're going to double down on her, so you just have to be prepared to go and kick it out for the other shooters. And the other thing the Streaks might want to try to take advantage of, as we talked about in that first half, is taking Kayla and Raina off the dribble and clearing out a side to let them beat whoever's on them.
Streaks will have the basketball to start the second half. They come out with their starting five. 21-20 is the Galesburg lead. Kayla Towns inbounds, and it's stolen away by Hines. She brings it down the left side, lays it up, missed it, gets her own rebound. Drives into the paint, kicks out to Morgan, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, step back, kicks out to Hines. She'll fire the three left side. That's an air ball, and the ball falls out of bounds. Streaks will take it the length of the court. Streaks got a break there.
Yeah, a huge break, because that was just a terrible decision on the pass, not even paying attention. And I don't know. The official stops play for some reason. Not exactly sure why.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
Both Streaks had inbounded the ball and were working their way up the floor.
So the Streaks have it in the backcourt. This is Kayla Townsville as Washington showing some pressure. Looks like a 2-2-1 full court press. Now Shaylee has it on the left wing.
And Shaylee with a bad pass.
So the Streaks turn it over twice to start the second half. That does not bode well for what you're trying to do here. Three-pointer right wing from Morgan is no good. Rebound comes out long to Sherman. She's got it on the left baseline. Kicks it out to Morgan. She'll try another three on the right wing. This one is good. Rattled that one home.
Streaks left her all alone, and they should know she can hit. She hit her only attempt in the first half.
Averaging just over 6 a game, and she's got 6 now as Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. With 7:07 to play, and Washington retakes the lead, 23-21.
Well, the Streaks just look a little out of it coming out of the locker room here. The first pass was just a lackadaisical pass. They assumed the defense would play off, and Hines went in for the steal. Then Shaylee threw a pass that probably had no chance of ever getting through, especially when there's a 5'10 girl in the way. And then down here, the Streaks are just doing a terrible job of keeping defense. The moment that first three went up by Morgan, Streaks had players running down the floor, and they didn't even secure the rebound.
So Coach Massey has a little chat with his team, and they'll come back out, and Washington will drive back. It looks like they're going to drive back into the 2-3 zone. Raina Gully brings across, gives to Lexi out high right side, back to Raina out high left side to Kayla. Kayla down to Shaylee on the left block with the left hand up and in. Great pass as Kayla was just patient, waited for the defense to open up, made the pass. Shaylee puts it up and in. She's got 13. We're tied at 23.
And great play design right there. Basically what happened was Kylie screened the middle of the 2-3, which allowed Shaylee to get wide open.
Sherman fires from the right wing, can't hit, over the back. McCoy gets called for
her
foul.
Third.
That is three on Maddie McCoy. First team foul in the second half. Great block out by Kayla Townsville. on the 5'10", Maddie McCoy.
Well, and it's a good teaching point for any coach. If you watch the way Kayla and Kylie box out, they do a tremendous job boxing out players, you know, well taller than them. And the big thing is just get them on your back. Let the official blow a call if he's going to blow a call, but you're not going to have a chance at the call if you don't get that position.
Absolutely. As Sonnemaker checks in and replaces McCoy, Lexi's got it right wing, bounces for Caleb, gets out of trouble, gets to Reyna near the center circle. 6:23 to play third quarter. We're tied at 23. Right baseline, Shaley outside the three-point arc, back out to Reyna, out high on the right side. Swing it over to Kayla, out high left side. Now to Shaley, out high on the right side. To Reyna, right wing. Now Shaley still at the high post. To Lexi, top of the key, back to Reyna. Streaks will reset. Haven't seen Shaley in the low post yet on this possession. As Washington, now they get her mid-post, and she's triple-teamed, and the jump ball is going to be called.
Well, what needs to happen here is if you're going to post Shaley up, you've got to give a shooting threat on the other side. So Lexi probably needs to be camped out in the corner, whatever side Shaley's on, because Sherman's cheating onto Shaley when it's anybody but Lexi out there. But when Lexi's over there, Sherman's making sure to pay attention to her.
Morgan across midcourt, right in the center circle, met by Reyna, dribbles right, picks up. Gives to Sherman out high on the right side. Now top of the key, Sonnemaker. Out high left side to Morgan. Goes top of the key. Pretty quick little ball handler there, but Reyna doing a great job staying in front of her. Yeah.
Hines just double skipped all the way up to the G on the floor and no call.
Yeah, nearly every time she receives the ball, she does that. Now right baseline, it goes to Sherman. Carried it, no call. Kicks out to Hines. Now free throw line, Sonnemaker fires a 15-footer from straight on and banked it in. Well, I would say I would pretty much let her shoot the ball because that was kind of an ugly shot, but it was effective that time. Washington takes the lead, 25-23, 5:05 to play here in the third quarter. Kayla Towns out high on the left side is running a little bit of a half-court trap. Kayla beats it, and not sure where she's going.
Ooh.
The ball got knocked away. Hines had a collision with Lexi going after the loose ball. Now Reyna on the dribble. And Ely runs over Kylie on the pick.
I think Kylie put a little emphasis into the fall.
And Shaley from just inside the three-point arc, top of the key, misses. That's not where you want Shaley shooting from in this game. Ely with it right wing for Washington. They've got the lead, 25-23. Low block right side. It goes to Sonnemaker. Back out to Ely, right baseline. Dry, stops, looks for help. Cut off by Reyna just on the right edge of the lane. Now Sonnemaker has it right baseline near the three-point arc. Penetrates, kicks back out to Hines. She'll fire the three from the baseline. That one's no good. Rebound to Reyna. Gets to Lexi. Back to Reyna in the backcourt. She'll bring it across and gives to Kayla left wing. She'll drive baseline, leans in, shot blocked from behind.
That should really be out for Kayla.
Yeah, they're going to give it back to the streaks because Hines blocked it right back into the hands of Kayla and it went off of her out of bounds, but they gave it back to the streaks. Streaks get a break there with 4:14 to play. Kayla will inbound. Ely goes to the bench. And let's see who checked in for her. I believe it is Moshbaugh. 4:13 to play. Reyna's got it near the center circle. Gives to Kayla out high right side. Drives down the right side of the lane. Gets
what a pass.
Shaley lays it up and in. Drew the defender, made the pass between the bodies of the two defenders, scooped it over there. Shaley lays it up and in. We're tied at 25. Near steal by Lexi on the inbound. Knocks it out of bounds.
And what made that pass so phenomenal, Tom, was she went high with the ball as if she was going to lay it up. Once the defenders collided, she just underhand flipped it to Shaley to get it under the hands of the defenders. Great look from Kayla.
Under four to play in the third quarter, tied at 25. Inbound comes to Sonnemaker. She gets it across to Morgan. Morgan down the right side of the lane, and the ball got knocked off. I thought it went off Morgan's foot. They're going to say it went off Kayla Towns will last. Good hustle by Caleb. And Washington will have it far out on the right baseline. Hines to inbound. 3:50 to play third quarter, tied at 25. Hines inbounds to Moshbaugh. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound comes long to Shaley. She got sandwiched, actually bounced off. And Kayla comes up with it. Terena running the floor down on the right wing. Gets it back out, and the pass knocked away by Hines.
A great athletic play by Hines.
She dove after it, and as she's falling out of bounds, threw it off the legs of Lexi Daniels. That was a great athletic play by Hannah Hines.
Well, and the streaks have got to quit being lackadaisical with the passes. Hines is overplaying every passing lane, obviously. That's the third steal she's had in this game, or in this quarter.
Moshbaugh has it left baseline, goes to the wing, kicks out to Ely out high left side, who's back in. She replaced Morgan. She'll fire the three from straight on. She's got another. Ely with her second of the ball game. Both Ely and Morgan have two threes. Make it 28-25 Washington.
Well, it's like the streaks don't recognize who the three-point shooters are. There's only been three players that have shot threes, or four players that have shot threes, and most of the makes have been wide-open looks.
Caleb for three out high left side. That one's too strong. Rebound kept alive by Kylie, and it's going to go back to Washington. So it's unusual. Streaks down four threes to nothing to a team.
Yeah.
But Washington's done a good job of defending the perimeter. Moshbaugh inbounds, and it comes to Sonnemaker in the back.
Somebody's got to go steal that ball.
Sonnemaker brings it across uncontested. Gets to Sherman out high right side against Kylie. Now a
we're going to get a foul check. Called on Kylie for the hand check. That was kind of a tough one because there was also a push-off right in that sequence.
First foul on Kylie, just three team fouls, or first team foul on the streaks in the half, only three in the ballgame. Emily Miner to Ellen Junkin for the streaks as Kylie Townsell. Shaley get a break. And it comes to Sonnemaker out high right side. It's Morgan. Now it's Sherman high post right side. Double team kicks back out to Morgan between the circles. She penetrates and pulls it back out. Gives right side to Sherman. To Ely down the lane, lost a handle on it, and Emily Miner couldn't hold on.
Travel.
Now a travel's going to go against Ely as she tried to steal it back and fell backwards on the floor.
Streaks lucked out right there because Emily Miner's got to secure that ball, and she didn't. Luckily for the Streaks, when Ely was trying to pick it back up, she stumbled backwards before she was able to pass it off.
2:35 to play third quarter. 28-25 is the Washington lead. Kayla Townsville across midcourt left side. Swings it to Lexi right wing for three.
Got it!
There's the Streaks crowd coming to life. We're tied at 28. Full court pressure. Washington breaks it. This is Morgan across midcourt left side. And nearly traveled with it. Turns and fires an 18-footer. No good. Rebound weak side. Lexi Daniels. Now Reyna across midcourt right side to Kayla left wing. Thought about the three. Now to Reyna top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. That one's too strong. Rebound comes down to Ely for Washington. Down the right side all the way. Lays it up. No, but a foul's going to be called. I think it's going to go against Reyna. See who they indicate. Does go against Reyna. That is her first foul. Second team foul on the streaks as Lauren Ely will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Only the fourth team foul for the game for the streaks.
Under 2 minutes to play. 1:53 for the third quarter. We're tied at 28. Ely at the free throw line. And that one bounced high off the back iron and fell through. I don't know, she's got a kind of a strange shot. She kind of shot puts it up there, but she's hit a couple of threes and hit her first free throw. Hines checks back in.
Shaley back in.
McCoy also back in for Washington with three fouls. 1:53 to play third quarter, 29-28 Washington, and the second one up and no good, but McCoy gets a rebound shot blocked from behind. I think that was Reyna that got a piece. Now Shaley with it on the second attempt. And then McCoy missed. Now, Reyna tried to get it to Ellen. Nice thought by Reyna, but a good defensive play by Sherman to get there and get a hand on it to knock it away, playing defensive back as Kayla will inbound from the left baseline. Kylie checking back in. She'll replace Ellen. Coach Massey playing a little bit offense-defense here. 1:43 to play in the third. Streaks trail by one, 29-28. Inbound to Kylie, right block up and
that's
fouled
three.
On Tia Sherman. That is, as Eric said, her third foul. So Kylie Townsend to the free throw line. She will have two shots. She was 1 for 2 from the line in the first half. She's got a chance to tie it and give the Streaks the lead here. 1:41 to play, third quarter. And we are tied. 2 points in the ballgame for Kylie Townsend. Three fouls on both Tia Sherman and Maddie McCoy for Washington. As Kylie hits the second, Streaks retake the lead, 30-29. Full court pressure when it comes to Hines. Did a nice job breaking through the trap. And now
we're going to get a push call. And I didn't see that one. It looks like it's going to go against Kylie, but she came with the free hand and swiped underneath.
Yep, and it does go against Kylie. And, Hines was just trying to break through two Streaks players, as Kylie knocked it away, she got tripped up just trying to force her way through there. Second foul on Kylie Townsend. She's the only one of the Streaks with two fouls.
That almost had the feel of an anticipatory foul there because there were three Streaks in the area. He figured somebody was going to touch her, and she just went to the floor on her own.
Morgan with the ball between the circles to Ely. Back to Morgan. Left side it goes to Hines. She'll fire the three. Line drive is no good. Kylie with a rebound with 1:13 to play in the quarter. Streaks trying to add to the one-point lead here. Kayla has it out high left side on the volleyball spike line to Shaley, top of the key. Raina right wing with 1 minute to play. Lexi straight on for three. That one's way short.
You don't see that very often.
Well, again, it didn't look like she totally got set and got her feet. It might have had the shoulder squared. I don't think the feet were set, though, as she turned and tried to get it off quickly.
Right, and you've got, you wonder if it's a little bit in her head with these taller players that there's a potential for a shot block.
Lexi deflected the inbound pass. Hines comes up with it with 51 seconds to play. Now Morgan has it. Now Hines between the volleyball spike line and the center circle. She'll dribble right, now with 43.
Travel.
Morgan with it on the dribble. Right wing it goes to Sherman. Sherman in there with three fouls. Working against Kylie. Now to Morgan between the circles. 33 seconds play. They're content to run some clock here. I'm sure if they get an easy one, they'll take it. Now McCoy's high post kicks back out to Morgan. She'll take it out into the center circle with 23 seconds to play. Left wing goes to Ely. Now it is McCoy. Left wing, Morgan, and
offensive foul
on Ely. Pushing off on Lexi, I think.
That's her third.
So Ely now with three fouls.
Now Ely,
no, that's her second. That's her second.
Oh, I had her with, okay, two fouls. Ely went over to the other official and explained that she felt that she was being held by Lexi on the jersey. So we'll see if that official takes any heat. Puts any credence in that complaint.
Well, and if that does happen, it's always the retaliation that's caught.
Right.
Kayla down the right side of the lane, lays it up, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Well, there you go. Now the ball goes to the floor, and coming up with it was McCoy. Now it's Morgan. 1 second to play, fires from midcourt and missed it. We have played three quarters of basketball. We've got 8 minutes left in the sectional semifinal. Somebody's season is going to come to an end. After three, it is Galesburg 30, Washington 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The sun sets on the horizon. Traffic's bumper to bumper. That's deep. It's not too late for a good morning. Stop by Mickey D's for a real treat. Fluffy hot cakes and sausage for dinner. A good morning to wrap up your day. Add some hash browns or chicken McNuggets. All day breakfast for dinner? Now that's cray.
From savory sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches to hotcakes, McDonald's all day breakfast makes any time of day a good morning.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
It's National FFA Week, and tomorrow on the WGIL Midday, we'll talk with President Hannah Libby and others from the Rova FFA starting at about 11:15. That's tomorrow here on WGIL.
8 minutes to play in the game. Streaks lead 30-29 heading into the fourth quarter. Galesburg with the basketball. Teams played even, nine apiece that quarter. Very low scoring affair, which is the way Washington likes it. Raina with it, right wing to Kylie. Out high right side. This is Shaley back out high left side to Raina. Looks to Lexi, right wing, fires a three. That one's good. I thought it was going to be
short. That's a big one.
Up and good. That's her second of the ball game. She's got 8 points. Make it 33-29. Biggest lead for the Streaks in this basketball game. McCoy. Left wing against Shaley. Kicks it out to Sherman out high left side. Sherman goes left and nearly stolen away by Kayla. Kicks it out to Hines. Hines has the top of the key. Bounces for Morgan. Morgan out between the circles working against Raina. And she sets the offense. Bounces for Ely out high right side. Down on the right block goes to McCoy. Spins, puts it up. Nice defense by Shaley. An air ball. And a rebound comes down to Raina. Lost the dribble. Now bounces for Kayla. Kayla will bring it across left to the center circle. 7:07 to play. Streaks lead 33-29. Raina Gully, left wing, Kylie Townsend to Shaley on high left side. Now to Raina out between the circles. Kayla, left wing, thought about the three. Fake penetrates. Runner in the paint. Up, no good, but a foul's going to be called. And
I didn't even see that one.
Because I thought it was just a bad shot. I thought, I don't know if Kayla was anticipating the contact or what.
That's going to go against McCoy. That's her fourth.
So four on Maddie McCoy and going to the free throw line this Kayla Townsend with two shots. I wasn't sure. I mean, maybe it was in an angle we couldn't see. Kayla's first free throw up and good. She's got 7 points on the night. Going to the bench is McCoy with four fouls. 34-29, make it 35 as Kayla hits them both. Under 7 to play. Streaks lead 35-29 over the Washington Panthers.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks.
Winner moves on to the sectional championship on Thursday night. Nice fake by Mushbaugh. And she drives, and nobody came from the weak side to help out. She came down, laid it up, and in her first basket, they get 35-31. So that's somebody you don't expect offense from, so anything that somebody like that gets is just gravy for Washington.
Well, and Shaley's got to recognize that they know she doesn't want to play defense out there, so if she's going to be out there, she's got to be ready to retreat as opposed to ready to take on the shooter.
And I'm guessing that's why you probably want to let her take the three if she's going to take it.
Exactly.
Reyna has it between the circles, right wing to Lexi. To Shaley on the block, turns, faces up, now dribbles into the paint, puts it up with the right hand, took some contact, no good. Rebound comes down to Sherman. Shaley forced that one a little bit. That was one she could have kicked back out to the baseline to Lexi. This is Morgan out high left side. Swing it right baseline to Ely for the three. Missed that one. And a rebound kept alive by Hines and a jump ball called.
That was a quick jump ball. I was thinking that should have been a travel.
And Kayla Towns was shaken up as I think Hines dove right into her. Hines is a hustle. I got to give her credit.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. She's been all over the floor. Let's hope that this isn't something that's going to take Kayla out of the game, and it is.
Oh, man, I'm not sure what it is.
She was down almost holding her head, so you wonder if there was some contact from a body part of Hines, knee, elbow, something, to the head of Kayla. She's standing up. She just looks a little shaken up is what it looks like. She's not holding any part of her body.
Yeah, standing up, they helped her up as Shaley checks out. Ellen checks in. Kayla's still in there at this point, but they got the trainer and both coaches out, so I assume she has to go out. Isn't that right?
Yeah. They've already signaled. Shaley's hit the bench. Ellen Junk came in for her, so I would imagine Kaylin is going to come in. Coach Massey doesn't seem too frustrated, but Kayla's walking slowly.
Yeah, very gingerly. Not you can't tell that there's any particular thing hurt. Maybe, I don't know. And Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 5:51 to play in the ballgame. Fourth quarter, 35-31. Streaks lead. Kayla Townsell went down hard on the loose ball. And it's going to go back to Washington on the quick tie-up.
I think Kayla could come back in now, right? Because they call the timeout.
Once they substitute, I think.
I thought once you call the timeout, it allows you to come back in.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not sure then.
Because, I mean, Kayla, it doesn't look like Kayla's coming back in. She's jumping around on the side, but she's still talking to the trainer. So I would guess she's not coming in here.
So Streaks come out with Reyna.
Now
Lexi.
She's hopping on left foot, so you wonder if it's a right ankle thing.
Maybe. Well
she is coming back in. Yeah, okay. I think once the timeout was called, that let her come back in.
Well, I wonder if maybe it was like kind of the offensive line thing, if Hines maybe rolled over the back of her leg or something, caught her ankle under or something, and turned it. Sherman inbound from the right baseline, and it comes to Hines outside the three-point arc right baseline, guarded by Kayla. She brings it out to the wing, now back out high, out between the circles. Hines on the dribble, right wing it goes to Mushbaugh.
That's Ely.
She drives in and fouled from behind as she goes up for the shot. Lexi got a piece of her, and she'll get two shots. That is the first foul on Lexi. Ely will go to the free throw line with two shots. She was 1-for-2 in the third quarter. She's hit a couple of threes in the game. 5:34 to play. Streaks lead 35-31. Oren Ely, 5'4", junior. First shot is up and good. She's got 8 in the ball game. Back to a 3-point lead. And Ely can cut it to 2. And that one rolls off no good. Nice block out by the Streaks. Lexi gets in for the rebound. Ellen Junk, Kylie Townsend with a nice block out and allowed the ball to hit the floor, and Lexi grabbed it.
This would be a big possession. The Streaks could get it some points. And we're going to get a foul on Ely. That's her fourth. Third.
Three on Lauren Ely now. Four on McCoy, 3 on Sherman. And that's just the fourth team foul. 5:24 to play. Streaks lead 35-32. Kayla to inbound from the near sideline, near midcourt. And it comes to Kylie between the circles. Back to Kayla, right of the center circle. Now Kylie has it. She'll dribble right. Picks up, gives to Kayla between the circles. 5:13 to play. Streaks running a little clock here. Looking for a good shot. Reyna trying to isolate. Down the right side of the lane, leans in. Gets tripped up by Hines.
Yeah.
That's going to be her second foul. Nice job by Reyna. Hines was pretty much stationary. I think Reyna more tripped over her leg, but sold it well. So Reyna will go to the line with two shots. She's got 2 points in the ball game. 35-32 Streaks, 5:04 to play.
Reyna, the top free throw shooter on the streak team at over 80%. We'll see if she can continue with that. And she hits the first.
Yeah, Streaks ended up, what, 8 for 15 the other night? Everybody struggled. Well, Reyna was the only one that really didn't. She only missed one. She was 5 for 6. She was the only one that didn't struggle from the line the other night. Second one in and out, no good, as Sherman gets up for the rebound for Washington.
For eighth.
Gives way to Ely, and she'll bring it across right of the center circle. Out high right side, it goes to Morgan. Now it's Mashbaugh. Down to the right block, knocked away by Kylie Townsville, and Reyna Gully comes up with it. There's a nominee for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game right there.
Great job right there by Kylie. She's always battling bigger players and again comes up with a big defensive play.
Now Kylie's got it on the left wing. Kicks out to Kayla in the center circle. 4:30 to play. And Streaks are going to try to spread the floor, look for some good penetration. Kayla kicks out to Kylie. Now right blocker goes inside to Ellen Junk. Gets bumped.
Oh, what a play.
Up the glass and in. Great job by Ellen Junk. Took the contact. No foul. Put it up off the glass and in. 38-32 Streaks.
Was it Kayla or Kylie that made that inter?
That was Kylie.
Kylie, that's what I thought.
Right wing, it's Hines. Hines stops. Shot blocked by Kayla. Ooh, she's going to call for the foul. Got her from behind. And that'll be the, let's see, just the first foul on Kayla Townsville as Hannah Hines will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 6 points in the game all in the first half.
She has not been to the stripe yet in this game. Not a whole lot of players have, only Ely with two trips.
Hines hits the first. Let's see, they've got Sherman's at 87% free throw shooter, McCoy 74. If you can give us the averages on any of the rest of them, they must not be that good, I'm guessing.
Hines comes in at 9.1 points per game, though.
Second shot up and good as well. She's got 9. 38-34 Streaks, 4 minutes to play. Reyna was holding her left elbow a little bit, standing there on the free throw lane. Shaley back in, has a tap of the key, hands off to Reyna. Now to Kayla, out high left side for three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound kept alive by
Kylie. Ball.
And it goes back as it's off of Sherman. Streaks will get it back. Great job again. Kylie Townsend with the inbound inside position on the blockout. Kept it alive, and Sherman knocked it out of bounds. Kayla to inbound right baseline. And it comes to Shaley, mid-block. Leans in with the left hand. Actually counted two-handed. Missed the shot. Tried to get her own rebound. Got knocked away. Ely comes up with it. Now it's Morgan with it. Morgan down the left side of the lane. Nice bounce pass from McCoy.
What a pass.
Wow, beautiful no-look pass from Morgan to Ely, who laid it up and in. Or, excuse me, that was McCoy, wasn't it?
McCoy, yeah, from Ely.
Or from Morgan.
Morgan, sorry.
38-36, two-point lead for the Streaks. 3:20 to play. Kayla Towns, the left wing, drives baseline, leans over the left hand.
Nobody stopped her.
Got it, and she's fouled. It's either Hines or Sherman. If it's Sherman, it's her fourth. If it's Hines, it's her third. Basket is good, and it does go against Tia Sherman. And that is her, they said 22. It's Morgan.
Yeah.
See her in the neighborhood. That's second foul on Morgan. So Kayla with the basket. Free throw's no good, however. Rebound to Morgan. 40-36 Streaks. This is Hines, right wing on the dribble. Now to Ely. Now Morgan has it out high on the left side with 3:05. Morgan, top of the key, right wing goes to Ely. Ely, free throw line to McCoy. Nice give and go to Hines.
Dribble.
Lays it up and in. And Kayla Townsend got called for a push. I'm not sure how her back was to her.
Hines never put that ball on the floor. She caught it, ran with it, and then finished it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hines with a chance now to cut this down to a one-point streak lead. 2:57 left to go in the regulation.
40-38. Hines free throw is up and made it. She's, three from three at both of them last time, didn't she?
Coach Moser calls a timeout. That's going to be a full timeout.
2:57 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. Galesburg leads 40-39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Edible Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:57 to play in the sectional championship at John Field Gym. Tom Arida there. Sectional semifinal. John Field Gym. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Washington Panthers 40-39. The winner of this game goes to the sectional championship game Thursday night against the winner of the game to follow this one between the Morton Potters and the Hawks from Prairie Central High School. Streaks with the basketball. Kylie Towns will inbound. Washington picks up with full court pressure out of the Washington timeout. And it comes to Kayla working against Hines in the backcourt. Puts it across in the center circle with under three to play. Picks up her dribble, gives to Reyna between the circles. Reyna down the right side of the line. Nice defense by Ely. Kicks out to Lexi, right wing. Back to Reyna, right baseline outside the three-point arc. Reyna pulls it back out. It's one of the better defensive teams we've seen this year, aside from Rock Island. That's a completely different level there, but very good defensive team. Now goes from Lexi to Shaylee on the block, left hand up and in. Shaylee spun in the paint to the left, put it up and in.
Compared to the last two shots Shaylee's taken, that one looked much more composed. She looked like she just went to her comfort zone there. The last couple, she's kind of just flung at the rim.
Sherman has it out high left side between the circles to Morgan. 42-39 Streaks, 2:08 to play. Morgan, top of the key. Kicks out to Ely out high on the left side with 2:03 to play. Ely just holding on right now. Streaks content to let her do so. Yeah. I don't blame him. Under 2 minutes to play now. This is a problem when you have a team that's very deliberate offensively and you need to try to get a score. Now Morgan face drives and a block is going to be called on
Reyna.
The Reyna or Shaylee? I'm not sure.
Well, it's not Shaylee, I don't think, because Shaylee didn't get over there until after the ball was passed. So I would imagine this is going to be Reyna. Yep.
So Reyna picks up her second foul, and it's going to be a one and bonus try for Morgan, as that's both teams now with 17 fouls. So Josie Morgan goes to the free throw line. She's got 6 points on a couple of three-pointers. 1:48 to play, 42-39 Streaks. Morgan at the free throw line. Shot bounces around. No good. Rebound. It's going to be Hines
over the back.
Nice job again by Kylie Townsville on the blockout. Hines went over her back and picked up her third foul.
Now Kylie holding her neck. I think she got a forearm to the back of the neck. She's holding her head and her neck a little bit.
As she went down, she kind of did a half somersault and kind of landed on the back of her neck there. And so Kayla's still limping a little bit, a little ginger on that left ankle too. So hope if we get to Thursday night that they're both healthy. So Kylie goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got 3 points on 3-for-4 from the line tonight. 1:46 to play, 42-39 Streaks. First one is up and good.
Big free throw right there. That makes it a two-possession game.
43-39. Morton Prairie Central awaits. Second shot up and good for Kylie. 44-39 Streaks, 1:44 to play. Morgan across midcourt, right side to Hines. Traveled again, no call. Down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Every time she catches the ball, she takes a couple of steps and never gets called for the travel. 30-second timeout called by Maggie Mose, the Washington head coach. 1:37 to play. One possession game, 3-point lead for the Streaks, 44-41.
Wow. I have to imagine you're running something to try to get the ball into Shaylee here. You know, you have McCoy with four fouls. She's not going to be overly aggressive. Sherman's got three fouls. She's probably going to be a little bit apprehensive.
Hines with three.
Yeah, I would imagine that if you can get Shaylee with even a one-on-two, you take it at this point, because she's been your best offense all game long, and with the inability for them to stop her once she gets going in one of her post moves, as long as there's not an initial double team, the Streaks have gotten a good look.
Well, and also, if you set Shaylee up on one block and you clear out the other side and let Reyna or Kayla or whoever penetrate and draw the defender like we've seen, or take the layup if you have it. Full court pressure from the Panthers. Kylie Townsend inbound. Hines up playing the ball at 5'10". And it comes to Reyna. Bounces back to Kylie in the backcourt. Now to Kayla. Overthrew her, and the ball is loose. And Hines picks it up with 1:30 to play. Streaks turn it over.
Costly turnover there.
Hines on the dribble. Left wing. Down the left side of the lane. Lays it up. No good. Nice job by Shaylee on the defense. Lexi with a rebound. And she gets hammered. And Coach Massey calls a timeout. I don't know why there was no foul, as Lexi got sandwiched there, and Coach Massey calls a 30. No, this is a full timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 1:19 to play. Streaks, boy, that was a could have been a costly turnover. They got lucky that time.
Well, it looks like Hines is taking it upon herself to go kind of one-man show here. Streaks have got to be aware. Right there, Shaley, a great job of hedging down and taking down off the block and not giving her an angle to drive there. So she kind of put the ball right in the crux of the rim in the backboard, and that was just a good defensive play to not pick up the foul and encourage Hines to try to go over her.
So the Streaks need to, well, I guess you don't need. I mean, you'd like to get a two here to make it a two-possession game again with 1:19 to play. Looks like the Indiana Hoosiers are putting fake.
Oh, no, wait.
That's Morton with their red and white striped warm-up pants down on the far end of the floor. 1:19 to play. Streaks lead by 3, 44-41. Washington comes out. It looks like they're going to go man-to-man. Where are they going to run a 1-2-1-1 press? We'll see what they
do. Well, Lexi better be ready here because they have four players up in the front court.
Yeah, 1-2. Well, no, they're going to go man-to-man now as Sherman goes and picks up Lexi. Kylie to inbound. And it comes to Raina. Now it's Kayla. Dangerous pass there. Kayla gets it across to Shaley, left wing. Shaley holds on. It gets fouled by Hines, and that's going to send Shaley to the free throw line. I don't think Hines realizes how good a free throw shooter Shaley has been this season.
Well, the last couple of games have not been indicative of her season success, though. She's 1 of 3 in this one. She struggled in the last game. So the big thing now is you just hit your free throws.
So it's one in bonus this time. One more in the Streaks will be shooting two each time. 1:12 to play. Shaley's first one is up, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Kylie, and it's going to go back to Washington as Hines did a good job of blocking Kylie away from the ball and letting it fall out of bounds. Streaks don't. I thought maybe the Streaks would pressure just to run, make Washington run some time off the clock, but they're not doing it.
Well, I think part of the thought process here, though, is, you know, you want them to have to struggle on the offensive end. You don't want them to beat somebody for an easy layup.
Hines out high left side, dribbles right, fires just inside the three-point arc. Good. 54 seconds to play. Streaks lead by one. Boy, you watch this team tonight, the assumption would be that Hines is normally the leading scorer. She's a good ball handler. She's a hustler, and she's her leading scorer tonight. She's got, 15. And, boy, doing a great job and just ice water that time.
She also has 9 rebounds, 4 steals, and a block.
So 54.6 to play. Streaks lead 44-43. The good news for the Streaks is you go to the free throw line, you're going to get two shots at it now, but they haven't been that good from the line. Just, 5 for 7 from the line here in the fourth quarter, including that front end of 1-1 that was missed there by Shaley. Actually, not horrible in the second half. 7 for 9, I guess, here in the second half after going 5 for 9 in the first half.
Yeah, but the costly one is when you miss the front end of a 1-1 because you're taking one free throw attempt off the board, too. So the Streaks have got to secure the basketball here, and if they foul, take the foul and go towards the rim.
54.6 to play. It will be Kylie to inbound against the full court pressure. Long down court pass to Kayla, wide open down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in! What a great play by the Streaks. Kylie to Kayla, 46-43, Streaks up by 3, left baseline, McCoy fires an 18-footer, good! 46-45, 40 seconds to play. Raina in the backcourt, gets to Kayla, across midcourt, left side with 35. And now Ely reaches in.
Ball on Ely, that's her fourth.
So Kayla Townsend will go to the free throw line with two shots after getting the layup as the Streaks burned Washington. We don't see that work that often. Streaks actually rarely try that play, and it worked out for him that time.
Well, what made that play happen was Shaley flashing in because that brought McCoy in and also made them think the Streaks were just trying to get the ball in bounds. Jeez, Kayla misses the first free throw. Need to hit these free throws. She needs to hit this one to at least keep the two-point advantage.
And we've seen they can't shoot the green, missed it. Rebound McCoy. Washington with a chance to take the lead. 28 seconds to play, now 27. This is Sherman, top of the key. Hines drives down the right side of the lane. Stop, cut off, looks for help. Kicks out to Sherman. 20 seconds to play. This is Morgan, top of the key, now 17. Morgan on the dribble, the free throw line with 15. Picks up, looks for help. Back door goes to Hines, lays it up, no. Rebound comes down to McCoy, lays it up and in, and a foul. with 8.9 seconds to play. McCoy laid it up and in. Foul goes against, I guess, Reyna.
Nobody boxed her out. Hines came down, and she got the layup off. It was off the mark, but nobody was in position to box her out. Now McCoy to the free throw line.
47-46, Washington missed it. Rebound, Shaley, 8 seconds to play. Lexi, timeout called by Coach Massey. 7.2 seconds to play. You don't need a three. You only need a two. 47-46, Washington.
And I don't know that they're going to let Shaley get a clean look here. So, you know, hopefully the officials are ready to blow the whistle if the ball goes inside.
Treats will have it near midcourt on the near sideline.
Shouldn't it be, 47-46, okay.
Yeah. McCoy made the basket, missed the free throw. Boy, what are you talking about, a team that doesn't quit coming at you. My goodness. This Washington team has showed a lot of fight here tonight. Streaks trailing by one. 7.2 seconds to play. They'll get at least one crack at it. And no fouls to give for Washington.
Well, we're going to see here. This is the situation where the officials decide whether or not to swallow their whistles. And if they swallow their whistles, it could be ugly for the Streaks.
Yeah. Hate when that happens. Call it the same. You've called it the whole game. If there's a foul, there's a foul. All right, so we'll let the players decide. Well, yeah, they did by fouling somebody on a shot that you don't call. All right, Streaks come out. They'll have it.
You don't burn any clock, in my opinion. You go right to the offense here.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, I know there's only 7 seconds left, but you've got to go right to where your offense is.
They've got two down in the paint near Shaley.
They're going to double team her. They're going to try to let somebody else beat them.
Kylie to inbound. They'll pick up in midcourt. And it comes to Reyna in the backcourt. Across with six. Reyna on the dribble with five. Kicks to Lexi. Right baseline for three. In and out. Rebound. Reyna up.
There we go. Foul.
She's fouled at the buzzer. Reyna gets fouled on the rebound putback. She's fouled at the buzzer.
Wow. Great job by Reyna to get in there to get that rebound. That ball was halfway down on the three. Coach Moser trying to rally that there's no time on the clock. She's still pleading with the officials that there was no time, but there was clearly time still on the.
And they're backing the players off. They're saying there's no time, but they're letting her shoot the free throw. The buzzer.
Coach Moser is beside herself right now. She can't believe it. I'm pretty sure there was time on the clock when that foul was called. I mean, this isn't like college where they have the automatic.
Yeah. And then the buzzer had not gone. There's no red lights on our back, but we've seen some high school gyms that have the red light. So Reyna with a chance to tie or take the lead. She's got two shots at it. No time on the clock. So
they've already called the foul. I would imagine they're not going to back off of that.
No, I don't think so. They're just trying to determine if there's any time to put on the clock. Because if it's showing zeros, they won't even let Washington up or anybody up on the lane. Reyna would be standing there as if it's a technical. And the game would just end if the Streaks have the lead. So I don't know if they're going to put I wouldn't know about 1 second.
Yeah,
okay,
they're going to probably try to run off from 1 second, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's 1 second left.
I don't know how these clocks work. If you can put like a tenth or 5/10 on, I'm not sure. Oh, that'll go down to a tenth, which is probably about right. So they put a tenth of a second on the clock. And Reyna got hammered on, no doubt.
Yeah, no, there was no question.
So at least the good thing is the officials didn't swallow their whistle.
Yeah.
Normally you wouldn't see that call, honestly. So I give the officials credit for making the call. Still, Washington not up on the lane. They could be with a tenth of a second left.
Well, I almost think if I'm Coach Moser, I don't want people up on the lane.
Well,
because you want her to be all alone out there, not feel like there's any comfort to it. Now the officials are calling people up. I would, if I'm Coach Moser, I'm telling her just leave everybody off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she thinks that seeing players there will distract her, but, you know, this is the more familiar circumstance for a player.
So Reyna Gully with two shots, 1/10 of a second to play. Streaks trail 47-46. First one is up and missed.
Oh, jeez.
So the best we can do now is overtime. 1/10 of a second to play. Reyna Gully, best free throw shooter on this Galesburg team, missed the first. Second one is up and good.
Wow.
10th of a second to play, and you can't foul here on the inbound. And it comes to Morgan. Time runs out, and we are going to overtime.
Woo!
It is Galesburg 47, Washington 47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. And we'll keep it right here as we get ready to head to overtime.
Wow.
Tied at 47. And, you know, I know Washington fans are complaining, their coaching staff complaining, but Reyna got hammered on that play.
Right, and there was time left because if you noticed, once they went over and they were talking at the stand, they hit the buzzer and the buzzer went off.
Yeah.
They hit the clock and the buzzer went off. The buzzer never went off while the play was still going on. So, you know, you could say that there was less than a tenth of a second left, but there was time left in the game.
Yeah, bottom line, the buzzer had not sounded.
I mean, I don't think you could time that again with zeros on the clock and the buzzer not going off if you tried. But, now, the Streaks have got to feel like they have a new life here, and they've got to come out and be aggressive because you narrowly are still alive in this one.
We'll jump it up in the center circle. Shaylee Vereen, Hannah Hines, just like we did start the game. Shaylee wins a tip to Lexi in the backcourt. Now Reyna has it. We're tied at 47 in overtime, a four-minute overtime. Left wing, it's Kylie with it. Now Shaylee out high left side to Reyna between the circles. Left wing out high, it goes to Kayla. Down to Shaylee on the block, can't hit the shot. Kylie with a rebound, can't hit it. Hines gets it for, and a hold is going to be called. Are you kidding me? Hines leaned in and knocked Kylie over, and the official blew a foul on who? On Lexi. Wow, that was a bad call. I mean, they had her bottled up. She finally got the ball away, leaned in, pushed off on Kylie, and then Lexi got called for a push. That's her second foul, so we walk her back this way. 19 fouls on the Streaks. Hines goes to the free throw line with a chance for the one.
She's been perfect.
And hits the first.
Well, it's not about who leads first in overtime. It's about who leads last.
Exactly. 16 points, now 17 in the game for Hines, and Washington has a 49-47 lead, 3:35 to play in overtime.
Travel on Reyna. She picked up her pivot foot as she was coming across the half-court line. There was nobody open for her to pass to, and she kind of held up and traveled, so not a good start here to the overtime for the Streaks.
In the backcourt, this is Hines for Washington.
Second overtime game of the season for the Streaks.
Yeah.
The first one in the Mattoon Holiday Tournament Championship against Salem. Streaks prevailed in that one in a
McCoy,
narrow game.
Left wing, 17-footer, no good. Reyna with a rebound. 3:10 to play in overtime. Reyna on the dribble. Top of the key, left wing to Kayla. Now it's Reyna between the circles. Now it's just Kayla, top of the key. Kayla down the right side of the lane, puts a shot up off the glass, got it.
Great take.
49-49, 2:50 to play in overtime. Hines on the dribble out high right side, goes to the top of the key, picks up, looks for help, and threw an elbow.
Traveled.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, they're going to call it. Okay.
Threw an elbow at Kayla Townsend, got caught, and she's looking at the official like, what did I do?
That's five.
Her coach is telling her, be smart, and that is five on Hannah Hines, and that is a huge loss. 16 points in the game for Hannah Hines. I mean, that was just a dumb move, honestly. Kayla doing a great job of bothering her, getting into her head, and she was right up on her, and she leaned in and threw the elbow at her before she made the pass.
I had her for 17 points. You only had her for 16?
No, you're right. Those free throws put her at 17.
Okay, just making sure.
So she is disqualified with 17 points. We're tied at 49, 2:30 to play in the ball game. In overtime, I should say. Lexi forced it in, tried to get it to Shaylee.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah, they're going to change this. That was off of Washington.
Yeah.
Because Shaylee couldn't even get her hands to the basketball.
Yeah, the official farther off the play overruled the one right on top of it.
Yeah, because Shaylee couldn't even, I was going to say, that's a terrible call because Shaylee couldn't get her hands on the ball.
Kayla inbound from the right baseline. Looking for help. Don't want to get a five here. Finally gets it into Reyna between the circles. Tied at 49. 2:24 to play in overtime. Reyna dribbles right. Goes to the wing. Now brings it back out high against Morgan. They're not calling a hand check, that's for sure. Now
no.
At the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane. Puts up the runner. High off the glass. Oh. No good. Rebound comes down to, who was that?
30?
That was Mashba.
20, yep.
Now this is Morgan with it. Out left side it goes to Bambrook, who's in. Now it's Morgan tap the key to McCoy down to the right block. Shot blocked by Shaylee, but the rebound comes down to Bambrook, and she puts it up and in. Bambrick with her first basket of the ball game coming in overtime. It's 51-49, Washington 144 to play. Reyna down the right sideline to Lexi for three, right baseline, in it!
Oh, wow!
Rebound comes down to Bambrick. Man, that's two she's had that have been down in and popped back out.
Yeah, the other one would have won the game.
Now Sherman, right baseline, nice fake, pulls up with a 10-footer, bounces it through. Four-point lead now for Washington, 126 to play in overtime.
Streaks can't panic. Just keep playing your offense, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey.
It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Washington 53, Galesburg 49 in overtime, 119 to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
119 to play in overtime at Johnfield Gym. Sectional semifinal. The Washington Panthers lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 53-49. Tied at 47 heading into overtime.
I don't know what's going on here. It must have been an issue with the other basketball because it looks like they brought a new one out.
But Kylie Townsend inbound in front of the Streaks bench. Or Kayla now.
Yeah, Kylie faked you out.
She did. She was heading that way and changed her mind. And it comes to Raina in the backcourt. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Kylie right wing, Shaylee top of the key out high left side. It is Raina. Right wing to Lexi. Down on the block to Shaylee. Right back to Lexi, but not a pass that she could set up for the shot. Now back into Lexi. Fakes.
Go.
Dribbles right and gets sandwiched, and a hold is going to be called on Moshbaugh. For Moshbaugh. And that's going to send Shaylee to the line with two shots. Shaylee has struggled from the line tonight.
To put it kindly.
Yeah. She's just hit one. And
she's one of four, missed the front end of two one-on-ones.
So this will be a two-shot foul. 102 to play. Shaylee, first shot up, and go. Shaylee with 18 in the ball game. Kayla with 13. Lexi with 8. A couple of threes in the game for Lexi, but the last two have gone down in and popped back out. The official, I don't know what he's talking to.
I don't know. That was a long conversation.
Yeah. Though. And then finally gave Shaylee the ball. 53-50, 102 to play. Washington with a lead. Now it's 53-51.
Need a stop.
Game. Full court pressure from the Streaks. 62 seconds left. And it comes to Bambrick. Gets it to Morgan. Morgan down the right side. Nice bounce and knocked away by Shaylee. Shaylee comes over with a great defensive play by Shaylee. Played it perfectly. Anticipated the pass from Morgan. The bounce to Sherman.
You got to go, Raina.
47 seconds to play. Streaks trail 53-51. Raina on the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Renta.
No!
Oh,
don't make that bad call.
Are you kidding me? Raina goes up for the shot against Bambrick, who was not set at all.
Well, and Raina was going away from her.
Wow.
You can't make that bad call. She was, oh, wow.
Wow, that was a horrible call. Raina picks up her fourth foul in the process. Inbound comes to Sherman. She's trapped up in the backcourt near the backcourt line. Now a travel they miss, and it comes across to McCoy. Now it's fine with three. Good.
Oh,
up
wow.
And good by Morgan for three. Make it 56-51, 22 seconds to play. Streets, you got to go.
Streets got to go. You're down by five.
Kayla with it. Now 16. Lexi for three, right baseline. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Bambrick. Bambrick gets it to McCoy. Now it's Sherman.
Got a foul.
7 seconds to play.
No, it doesn't matter now.
By Kylie, yep, with 5.2 seconds to play. Boy, what a disappointment. Streaks had so many opportunities. They trail in overtime, 56-51, 5.2 seconds to play. And going to the free throw line will be Tia Sherman with two shots. First one is up and good. Well, not what we thought the way the season was going to end.
Nope.
I was honestly expecting at least a trip to the Super, if not further. as Sherman hits two. Make it 58-51. 3 seconds to play. Alexi back to Reyna. Fires a long three at the buzzer. Off the back iron. No good. And in overtime, the final score, Washington 58, Galesburg 51. Streak season comes to an end with a record of 30-4. They get a nice hand from the Silver Streak faithful here tonight. Streaks fall 58-51 in overtime. Washington now 25-4 on the season. They move on to the sectional championship game Thursday night against the winner of the next contest between the Morton Potters and the Prairie Central Hawks. Streaks fall in overtime. We'll come back with our post-game show. Name our Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. Run down our post-game stats. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Devin Massey as well. Streaks fall in overtime. Their season comes to an end. Final score in overtime, Washington 58, Galesburg 51. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
The official WGIL forecast is sponsored by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. From small to corporate, talk to Tom Irons and the staff regarding accounting and payroll services for your business. Cloudy skies tonight, a low 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 46. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low 30. And on Wednesday, cloudy, breezy, chance of snow, high 38. Thursday, cloudy with a high of 38. Currently, it's 44 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall, their season comes to an end in overtime. The Streaks fall to the Washington Panthers, 58-51. They were outscored in overtime, 9-4. 11-4.
I was going to say.
Yeah, sorry about that. 11-4. So the Streak season comes to an end. Tough loss for Galesburg again. You know, it's one. I thought this was a team that we could possibly be seeing on the Redbird Arena floor. And I honestly expected, I thought, okay, we're going to get through this one tonight. We'll get a little bit of a contest, and we're going to get over that Morton hump Thursday night and at least get to a super against an unknown in Rockford Lutheran. As we're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey here. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether better, coach. A tough loss. A team that fought and scratched all the way against you. And, you know, there's so many little points you can look at. But one of the things, whether it was a miss at the end of regulation, but you struggled from the free throw line, had you at 15 for 25. So, it doesn't matter when it's at in the game. Any one of those, gives you a better shot in regulation.
Yeah, and I didn't think in particular most of the night we shot well. So it wasn't a good shooting night for us. But I think you know, probably, you know, you look at the end of the game. I think for us, probably the first 3 minutes of each half is probably where we lost the game.
Yeah, that's true. You came out and you had a couple of turnovers each half. In fact, you came out in the second half with a couple of turnovers right off the bat. It was hard to figure out what it was they were doing defensively that kind of prevented you guys sometimes from getting into a flow.
Well, yeah, I mean, what they did, most of the night, what they were doing, they switch everything, and so we had a problem as far as when they'd switch everything. We didn't react to that. We're used to what is open, and that wasn't open, and we're looking for the, you know, that we didn't look for the second thing very well.
Streaks fall in overtime here tonight to Washington. You know, what do you say going into the overtime? You guys had a great shot. Reyna absolutely got hammered on that last play. The horn hadn't gone to it. It was a great call. What do you say? Because you knew this team wasn't going to go away, even though Hines had fouled out. You knew they were going to keep fighting against you.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a game where they're at the end. They had some kids step up and come off the bench and make plays that hadn't played all game. They had the one kid with the putback, and then they had another kid on the other side. And what's happened is we're scrambling so hard to defend, and then we end up over-rotating. We don't get back and block out, and that became the problem for us.
Well, Coach, you're obviously disappointed. I know the girls are disappointed, but this is going to be a season you can reflect on. And what a fun season, a great team. I know. I hope they were as fun to coach as they were for us to watch and to cover.
Oh, definitely, they were. And it's tough. You can't spend a lot of time in the locker room because there's not a lot that can be said at this point. That it's just, you know, they're heartbroken with it, and the message you gave them is, I don't think in a season ending game there's any sense in trying to analyze what you should have done or could have done and stuff. That the bottom line is they played hard, and some shots that didn't drop for us dropped for them, and that became a difference in the game.
Well, you lose three seniors off this team, three pretty darn good seniors, but great careers they had here in Shaylee and Lexi and Kaylin.
Yeah, I mean, those three have done a lot for us. All three have been on the varsity for 3 or 4 years, and the mark of the improvement and things that were there. So, but definitely, miss it that. With Shay and with Lexi, probably as good an inside and outside combination as we've had.
Coach, want to thank you so much for coming up tonight and every game during the season. We appreciate everything you do for us to help us with our broadcasts. And thanks so much for a great season.
Well, thank you. We certainly appreciate your support and your coverage. That it helps make it a special experience for the kids.
Coach, thanks so much. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Again, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. Streaks fall in overtime by a final of 58-51. We'll take a timeout, come back, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and talk more about this one. Our stats coming up as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Barn Optical on Henderson Street. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. By Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction Saturday morning, March 19th, starting at 7 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, Streaks fall in overtime, 58-51 to the Washington Panthers. Peoria Chiefs got to be proud of them. Play-by-play guy that's a jerk when it comes to being a high school basketball fan. my goodness. Tweeting things out there that's like, come on, really? Really, it's high school girls basketball. All right. Anyway, Streaks fall in overtime. And, as Coach Massey said it, there's so many things you can look at. Start of the game. start of the second half. I mean, turnovers, you know, and the overtime, just things that were not normal for this team.
Yeah, and it's and also just in generally closing out the game. I mean, the Streaks were up 44-39 with about a minute 20 left in the game. And usually in years, you know, in games past, that would have been an automatic closer for the Streaks. They'd come down, they'd whittle it away, you know, knocking down their free throws, taking care of the basketball. And we saw missed free throws and some costly turnovers bite their ugly head there in the last minute 20 of the game.
So the Streaks fall in overtime here tonight. Season comes to an end. Let's go ahead and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, it's tough. It could have turned out better than was, but it didn't. But honestly, what was really the last crunch time of the game was at the end of regulation. And
positive crunch time.
Positive
anyway.
Crunch time. How about that? Positive crunch time for the Streaks. Raina Gulley stepped to the line, had a chance to tie or give the Streaks a lead with a couple of free throws. She got fouled. Did a great job going after a rebound on a missed three-pointer that we thought was going in. I think everybody thought it was going in. Raina had the presence of mind to go up after it, got hammered on it, stepped to the line, missed the first, but made the second to actually send it to overtime to give the Streaks a chance.
Yeah, and she finishes with 4 points, three assists, a steal, a block, and four rebounds. The most impressive rebound, obviously, that offensive rebound that you were talking about at the end of regulation. But this is a game that's going to hurt for some time for the Streaks. Big aspirations, as you talked about, and, you know, a lot of plays on the stretch that didn't get made that, like you said, this team normally makes. And the unfortunate thing is now you're going to watch some other team win the sectional championship on your home floor.
So Raina Gulley, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. We thank Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body for being a longtime sponsor and also bringing us the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We do appreciate that. Take our final timeout, come back and run down our post-game stats next. Streaks fall in overtime, 58-51. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall in overtime, 58-51 to the Washington Panthers. The Streak season comes to an end with a record of 30-4. Washington moves on with a record of 25-4 on the season. Time to run down our post-game final stats. Brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with a couple of players in double figures, led by Shaylee Florine, 19 points on 8 field goals and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 13 points for Kayla Townsend on 4 baskets, 5 for 9 from the free throw line. Let's see, we had Lexi with 8 points, a 2 and a couple of 3s. 5 for Kylie Townsend on 5 for 6 from the line. 4 points for Raina Gulley on a basket. 2 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Ellen Junk on a basket. Streaks just 15 for 25 from the line. A couple of three-pointers in the game. For Washington, led by Hannah Hines, 17 points. 11 for Maddie McCoy. 9 points for Josie Morgan, including a huge three-pointer in overtime. 8 points for Lauren Ely, including a couple of three-pointers. 6 points for their leading scorer, Tia Sherman, on 3 baskets in the ballgame. 2 for Bailey Bambrick on a basket in overtime. Their only basket of the ballgame. I didn't even figure up. I have their free throw so messed up I can't even read what I wrote here.
Well, they were 9 of 13, and they missed the front end of one. Team stat-wise, 11 turnovers for the Washington Panthers. Streaks turned the ball over 9 times. 37 rebounds for Washington to only 24 for the Streaks. So a big discrepancy there was a major difference maker in this one, as the Streaks only grabbed 5 offensive rebounds to 10 for Washington. So Washington did a great job of keeping the Streaks one and done on offensive possessions. Washington shot the ball fairly well. They were 22 of 51 from the field, so not a great percentage, but not a terrible percentage either. The Streaks, on the other hand of things, were 17 of 45. But the big one was they were 2 of 17 for 3. I mean, you miss 15 threes, that's going to cause a lot of problems, especially when you only hit 2 of them. Individual stats, in addition to the scoring, just I'm going to point out some of the more impressive ones for Washington first. As Tom told you, Hines finished with 17 points, but she also had 10 rebounds, 4 steals, and a block. She really got after things. McCoy had 10 points, but she also had 8 rebounds and 2 blocks. And Sherman, the leading scorer, had only had 8 points, but she had 8 rebounds, a steal, and a block. So those players really held their own for Washington and were difference makers in this one against the Streaks. And, you know, we talked about all season long the Streaks struggle with taller players on the perimeter. Each one of those players was 5'10".
Yeah.
Streaks, Shaylee Florini had 7 rebounds to go with her 19 points, 2 blocks, and a steal. Lexi Daniels had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal to go with her 8 points. Kayla Townsend, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Reyna, told you earlier, 4 points, but she had 3 assists, a steal, a block, and 4 rebounds. And Kylie Townsend had an assist and 3 rebounds to go with her 5 points. And, you know, when the Streaks have been really successful, it's been by Kylie and Kayla coming up big defensively. And neither player had a bad game, but neither of them had a standout game either. And, you know, I think the Streaks really kind of rely on that kind of transition at times, especially against the bigger teams, and the Streaks didn't get that tonight.
Well, and Coach Moe said in the pregame that when they rebound, they win the rebound battle, that's when they win games, and it showed here tonight.
Yeah, and you know, the Streaks being limited, I think, was a big difference maker in this one. If they had done a better job of getting rebounds and not being one and done in possessions, it might have changed things significantly. And then we might be talking about the Streaks coming away. But there is, you know, this is one of those games that's going to haunt the Streaks for quite some time, because there were a lot of different things that didn't go their way, that it, had things gone differently, it would have really substantially changed this. You know, one of the 3 or 4 threes that Lexi shot that rimmed out, one of those falls, and we're talking about a win in regulation. You know, yeah. Obviously, Reyna hitting the free throw, getting a couple more rebounds, maybe even, and getting some defensive rebounds. You limit them to only 7 offensive rebounds, and you take away 3 of those second chance points, or 3 of those second chance buckets, and all of a sudden they're 6 points shy. So, just a lot of what ifs in this one, and that's the hard thing about these games.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you can talk, well, Reyna missed the free throw, had a chance, could have won in regulation. She's a great free throw shooter, has been great all year. But, you know, they count the same at the beginning of the game as they do at the end of the game.
Well, you know? And, you know, Tom, going along with that point, think about how much downtime there was between her getting to the line and the foul being called.
Yeah.
They went out, they reviewed the play they reviewed the clock situation with the scorers table for a little bit. They came out and they discussed things with both coaches, and, you know, unfortunately it resulted in the Streaks being, you know, or it resulted in Reyna having to sit there for a little bit and think about the shot, which is never good in that pressure situation.
So the Streaks fall in overtime. Final score was Washington 58, Galesburg 51. They outscored the Streaks 11-4 in that overtime period. We were tied at 47 heading into the overtime. Streak season comes to an end. Fine season, but short of where they wanted to end up. 30-4 is their final record. I want to thank all our sponsors this season. Our pregame coach interviews with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, Halftime Scoreboard, Craddy Insurance, Halftime Stats, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, Postgame Coaches Interview, OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, Postgame Stats, Breedlove Sporting Goods, of course, Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, of course,
Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all the road games throughout the year, boys and girls basketball, football as well. And we thank Jeff Klink and all the guys there at Galesburg Nissan for helping us out, and all of our game sponsors as well. We thank you. We couldn't bring you these games without it, so please support all these businesses and those that support Silver Street girls basketball here on WGIL. Again, we wouldn't be here doing the game if they weren't helping us out with it, so we appreciate that. Eric, another fun season came to a premature end, though.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is when we have signed off every year we've done this, it's been on a sour ending.
Yeah.
Hopefully one of these years we're able to fulfill that lofty goal.
Well, only two teams end the season with a victory, the third place and championship game winner. So we thought maybe this was possibly going to be one of those years, but wasn't to be. But, hey, look, you know, we're losing three really, really good seniors. We got a pretty darn good nucleus coming back next year, though, too.
Yeah, and it's going to be one that Coach Massey's going to have, you know, essentially 9 months to try to mold and put together with hopefully working on some of that height to get them in a situation where they're able to come out and have a impact next year. Some younger players that could really see some major time with Shaylee and Lexi and Kaylin all departing.
So the Streaks again fall in overtime by a final score of 58-51 to the Washington Panthers. And I think they're actually getting right. Maybe it's an IHSA thing that when there's two games, the national anthem before both games. So that's it for us. Brad and Jim will have Silver Streak boys basketball coming up this Friday night. It'll be senior night. And the Streaks will play the final regular season game here against the Rock Island Rocks. Brad and Jim will have it as well. Thanks to our studio engineers tonight, Terry Cavanaugh and James Noble. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erdos, saying good night from John Thiel Gym.